Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good. Yes, he is, all the time. God is in charge, all the time. God has everything under control. Hallelujah, praise God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. We are excited about what God is doing in your life, in my life, and those of us that trust him in every situation, no matter what we're going through, no matter what's being said on the news, no matter what's going on in the world, we can still trust God. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to our own understanding. Trust in the Lord. Yes, this is your Chief Apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. And good morning, Dr. Reverend Mercer. Marjorie, good morning to you and to your family in its entirety. Good morning, Mother Annie Green. God is truly good. Yes, he is. Good morning, Archbishop Alamasi and King Alamasi. Praise and glory be to God. Sister Burdetta Washington, good morning to you and your family. Good morning, Shanita Kelly and your family. Good morning, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Venezuela, South Africa, Guyana, West Germany, Germany. Good morning, South Carolina, North Carolina, Miami, Florida, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Good morning, Baltimore. Good morning, New York City. Good morning, Texas. Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puerto Rico. Good morning to you. Good morning. We are a nation called to pray without ceasing. And we thank God for the 144 million listening and praying for our nation. We found the answer. We learned how to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Let's go to our scripture. Let's go to the Word of God. We need to know what the Word of God is saying, my sisters and my brothers. When you don't know what to pray, what to say, go to the Word of God. Amen. Read the Word of God. Our protection, Psalm 91. And we should know this by heart, shouldn't we? You should be reading it every day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Even for a snack. Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction. That wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Praise God, I shall thou behold. And see the reward of the wicked. Yeah, there's a reward for the wicked. Watch out. Because he hath made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Yes, God has assigned angels to each and every one of us to keep us. Thank you, Jesus. To keep us in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragon. Thou shalt trample on the feet because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he have known my name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life. Long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Be to God. Glory be to God. Psalm 35. Psalm 35. And I pray that you got the word of God with you at all times. Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. Draw out also thy spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Psalm 35, verse 1, 2, 3. Psalm 37. Thank you, Jesus. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord, my sisters and my brothers. Trust in the Lord. Do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. And I pray the desires of your heart are lined up with the word of God. God's will be done. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Not you. He shall bring it to pass. This is the word of God, and I believe the word of God. What about you? I trust the word of God. What about you? And he shall bring it forth his righteousness. He shall bring forth thy righteousness. And I pray that you are one of the righteous ones. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. That's what the word of God says. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. And that's who I want praying for me, the righteous. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as noonday. Yes, he will. Rest in the Lord. Rest in the Lord, Evangelist Janet, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, my blessed sisters and brothers, men and women of God. There's a time for everything. That's what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Don't wish evil on anyone. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. For evil shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall what? Inherit the earth. You want your inheritance? Trust in the Lord. Wait on the Lord. And while you're waiting, do good. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Thou shalt diligently consider his, it shall not be. Trouble don't last always. There's a time for everything. We're going to have some trials and tribulations. But the meek, thank God for the meek, glory, hallelujah. But the meek shall inherit the earth and delight themselves, what? and the abundance of peace. The meek shall inherit the earth. Thank God. Meekness is not a weakness. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. The wicked plotteth against the just and gnash upon him with his teeth. The Lord, thank you, Holy Spirit, the Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. Yes, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Put it in God's hand. Put him or her in God's hand. Put that boss in God's hands. Put that child in God's hands. Put that situation in God's hands. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he see that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out their sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and slay the upright in conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bow shall be broken. A little that the righteous man have is better than the riches of many wicked. Watch out. Stop being greedy. The Lord said he'll supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory. A little that the righteous man have. This is the word of God. Is better than the riches of many wicked. I pray that you're not one of the wicked ones. But you can repent and ask God to forgive you. Because the word of God said he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Thanks be to God. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholdeth the righteous. The Lord upholdeth the righteous. And I thank God he's upholding the righteous. The prayers of the righteous availeth much, my sisters and my brothers. Glory be to God. The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. He knows all about what they're doing, what they're saying, what they're thinking. The Lord knoweth the days of the upright. And their inheritance shall be forever. Forever, my sisters and my brothers. And forever means forever. Thanks be to God. The word of God for the people of God. God's word is already blessed. So we bless the listeners, the hearers, and the doers of his word. May it sanctify your soul and sink deep in your mind, body, spirit, and soul. The word of God is what's going to keep you. The word of God is what will lead you and direct you. The word of God will feed you spiritually. The word of God says, I will make your enemies your footstool. Sit thou at my right hand, and I will make thy enemies thy footstool. That's the word of God. You don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. Be still and know that I am God, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. Be still and know that I am God. The Lord said unto thy Lord, unto my Lord. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of power and the beauties of holiness. From the womb of the morning, thou had the dew of my youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the mortar. Order of Melchizedek. 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 The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. My God, my God, my God. What a powerful, powerful word from the Almighty Living God. And my sisters and my brothers, we need to sit down and just read the Word of God. Read the Word of God. Study the Word of God. The Word of God tells us to study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. Amen. If we read and study the Word of God, our conversations would be different, and God will bless you like you've never been blessed before. As we read and study the Word of God, lean not to thy own understanding. God's ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. They're much higher. Thank you, Jesus. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. That's what it says. I will trust in thy word, and take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hope in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in my commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy what? Statutes. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 119, verses 41 through 48. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God for the people of God. God is in charge. I want you to hear me this morning. God is in charge. Psalm 119, verse 169. Let my cry come near before thee, O Lord. Give my understanding. Give me understanding according to thy word. Give me understanding according to thy word. Let my supplication come be. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all my commandments are righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I've longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee. And let thy judgments help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments. The commandments, the word of God, for the people of God. Psalm 120. In my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. What shall be given unto thee? Or what shall be done unto thee? Thy false tongue, sharp arrows of mighty, with coals of Jupiter. Woe is me that I sojourn in Mesech, that I dwell in the tents of Kenar. My soul have long dwelt with him. Thou hatest peace. You know you got some folk out here that hate peace. They want confusion in their life and in your life. They don't want to see you happy. They're not happy. You know, as they say, misery loves company. They're not happy and don't want you to be happy. My soul have long dwelt with him that hateth peace. Yes, they'll try to take a piece of your soul to have you confused and mixed up. Don't know which the way to go. But you better call on Jesus and let Jesus lead and direct you. They'll even say to you, I don't believe in God. Some will say they believe in God, but not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead and direct them in their lives and things they do and say. You can tell a true man or woman of God by watching and observing how they live. My God, watching and observing what they're saying and what they're doing. Psalm 20, verse 7 says, I am for peace. But when I speak, they are for war. Watch those individuals that you are talking to, my dear sisters and brothers. But when I am for peace, they are for war. Watch as well as pray. Psalm 120. Read it for full understanding. But when I am for peace, they are for war. They don't want to hear what you got to say. They want to keep confusion in their lives and in your life. God is not the author of confusion, my sisters and my brothers. And thank God for Jesus, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, your sins, my sins, past, present, and future. He is not the author of confusion. If you are confused this morning, I want you to lift your hands and cry out to Jesus and say, Lord, show me which direction to go in. Lead me and direct me. Even with my conversations on the phone, in person, lead me and direct me. God is not the author of confusion. Thanks be to God. Glory be to God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God. You said, blessed is the peacemaker, for they shall be called the children of God. And we thank God for you, because you have blessed us over and over and over again. You said in your word that you give us abundance of peace. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for your word. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. We thank you for your word. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? We thank you for your word. The testimonies are wonderful. Therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I open my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandments. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou used to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not my iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so I will keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of waters, run down upon mine eyes, because they keep not the law. Someone is crying out for someone this morning. Someone is hurting spiritually and physically for someone this morning. Let go and let God. Take your burden to the Lord and leave them there. God is a God that will not lie. God is a God that could do anything but fail. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Somebody need to bless the Lord this morning. The Lord that make heaven and earth, bless thee out of Zion. Psalm 1, the Lord this morning. Oh, my soul, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Where would you be this morning if it had not been for the Lord on your side? You better give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank God for our parents, our mothers, our fathers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles. We thank God for our foster parents. We thank God for being adopted. We thank God for putting us in the right places at the right time. We thank God for ordering our footsteps. We thank God for our health and for our strength. We thank God for our ability to see, even if we can only see a little bit. We thank you, God, right now. We pray for those who have lost their eyesight. You're the same God that gave sight to the blind man. We pray, Father God, that you restore the eyesight of someone under the sound of my voice. We thank God. We thank you for your presence this morning. We thank you for the Holy Spirit in our mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank God for revealing to us who we are in Christ Jesus. And we can do all things through Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. We thank God for our homes, our food, and our shelter. We thank God for our clothing. We thank God for our jobs and our careers. We thank God for our bank accounts. Maybe it's not as much as we want to have, but we thank God. We may not be millionaires, but our Father is rich in houses and land. And he holds the whole world in the palm of his hands. We thank God for our trials and our tribulations. We thank God for our position in Christ, a sense of belonging. Yes, you do belong, my sisters and my brothers. There's someone this morning said, I don't feel like I belong anywhere. If you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you belong in the family of the Almighty Living God. Yes, you do have a family. Yes, you do have brothers and sisters, uncles and aunts. We thank God for blessing us over and over and over again. Many times we felt like we shouldn't deserve a blessing. We didn't deserve a blessing. He blessed us and he kept us anyway. And times we feel like he has forgotten about us. God is with you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God is with you. I want someone to know that this morning, that God is with you. The word of God says when father and mother forsake you, God will keep you. He will take you up and love you. Thank you, Jesus. Bless someone this morning under the sound of my voice. Let them know that you are God that has not forgotten about them. Let them know, Father God, that you are God that will forgive them of their sins. Because you said in your word, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Yes, he is. And you can make it personal. You can say your name there. He's faithful and just to forgive me of my sins. Yes, he is. Cry out. Invite the Holy Spirit into your heart right now. He's waiting for you to invite him in. God has not forgotten about you. Glory be to God. Thank God for Sister Greta. All of our postal workers. Thomas Jenkins. Al Bryan. Betty Thomas. Michelle Kennedy. All of our postal workers, we thank God for you, keeping them safe as they walk the streets, the counties, UPS workers, we thank God for you. Hallelujah, glory be to God. We thank God for our transportation. Yes, we thank God, our planes, our pilots, our train conductors, our bus drivers, those that are in their private vehicles. We thank God for you. Count it not robbery. We thank God. Keep them safe and keep us safe as we ride in our private vehicles on a daily basis from all hurt, harm, and danger. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and directing our path right now. Before we even get in our vehicles today, before we even board a train or a plane or a bus or a boat, even those on the cruises, Father God, we pray right now for our farmers that are working faithfully in the farms to pick cotton, fruit, and vegetables. Plant the seeds. We pray for our farmers. Father God, bless them. Be with them and direct them. Bless their families. Keep them healthy and strong. We thank you, Father God, for our farmers right now. We thank you, Father God, for our animals on the farms. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are praying for Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Hallelujah. Sister Jackie Anderson, God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. We thank God for Reverend Dr. Teresa Mercer. Continue to pray and seek the Lord and with others for Christ. Apostle Margie Mercer, we are praying for you and your family in its entirety. God is able. He's keeping you and your children and your grandchildren. Continuously, we pray for Muffin. Yes, we call him Muffin. We thank God for you. We pray for your sons continuously. Glory, hallelujah. He'll make a way out of no way. Shanita Kelly, let God lead and direct your path. You have the victory in every situation. Lean not to thy own understanding. We lift up Rael Kelly and Zariel Kelly. We lift up, glory, hallelujah, Diamond Tickle, who loves the precious animal so much. Bless her hands, Father God, that there'll be healing hands as she be attentive to the animals that you have created. We thank you, Father God, for Zariel dancing to the glory of the Lord. Touch her body in its entirety. Touch her feet, Father God. Bless them, her hands, Father God, as she go forth and dance like an angel. Bless her in the work that you've designed for her to be. We thank you, God, for Rael. Strengthen him, guide him, and lead him. Bless their minds, that they'll have a mind stayed on the almighty living God, and they'll go forth and make a difference in the world. We pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thanks be to God for all of our young people, that you'll be with them and guide them and lead them in a very special way. We commend those that have graduated from school and college, those that are going on to new careers. We thank you, Father God, right now for inventors. They'll be inventing some things that we've never seen before. And it will be a blessing to the body of Christ. We thank you, Father God, right now for transformation in our lives. We thank you, Father God, for blessing and keeping and healing, delivering our souls, our minds, and our spirits, that we will seek you for all the answers. We're praying for Rosie Traham and her family in its entirety. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Our minds, that we'll think about the goodness of Jesus. We'll commend and thank you for healing Pastor Linda Smith. Touch her body in its entirety right now in the name of Jesus. Let her feel the presence of God. Let her know that you're with her. Bless her in her ministry, Road to Life Ministries. We thank you, God, for Elder Annette and Dawn Smith. We thank you, Father God, for Mercedes, for guiding her and keeping her. We thank you, Father God, for keeping Hope Alive Ministries, growing strong in the Lord, making a difference in the lives of others. LaShawn, we are praying for you. God is able. He's a good God. Yes, he is. We thank you for the 22 years of marriage for Elder Don and Annette Smith. We thank you, Father God. Bless all marriages of male and female. We thank you, Father God, for blessing them right now. They're obeying the word of God. They're keeping the word of God. We thank you, Father God, for loved ones. Those, Father God, that count it not robbery to do the will of God and obey the will of God. Pastor Victor Mines and First Lady Mines, we're praying for you. Blood of Redemptive Church, we're praying for you. Men and women of God, Brother Alfred Bellamy and Ruth Bellamy, God is truly a good God. Thank you for blessing the nursing homes as you go forth for your powerful ministry to bless the people that are in the nursing homes. We thank you, Father God. Glory be to God for Elder Cassie Lofton. Bless her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Strengthen her and her husband, Deacon Andre Lofton. Bless the couples, Father God. Bring couples back together that have strayed apart. Bless them to come back together in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, for those who have committed sins, that they'll sin no more, willingly sin. We know that we are not perfect. You're the perfect man. And we look up to you, the Almighty Living God. We pray, Father God, that you restore marriages in the name of Jesus, that we'll set an example for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. We pray, Father God, for couples that have strayed away from one another because of one reason or another. But, Father God, we come calling upon you right now to bring husbands and wives back together. They're living separate lives. But, Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, if it's your will, that you'll bring these families back together, husbands and wives, in the name of Jesus. We pray for families in its entirety. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. We are praying for Elijah Kelly, Desmond Stewart, Ricky Hightower, the sons of Sabrina. We are praying for your sons. Yes, we are. God is truly able. God will keep them and protect them from seen and unseen danger. Special prayers for our young black males, that the Spirit of God will fall upon them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. We know that you love all of us. And we thank you, Father God, because you died for all of us, for all of our sins. We're praying for Evangelist Janet Griffith for her healing, mind, body, spirit, and soul. Touch her body in its entirety in the name of Jesus. We're praying for his son, Jonathan, that you will guide him and lead him and direct him, and that he will continue to be a blessing to his mother. We thank God for you, Jonathan. Praying for Christina and the baby. We're praying, glory be to God, hallelujah, for Victor. We're praying, glory be to God. The word of God says, honor thy mother and thy father, and thy days will be long upon the earth. Honor thy mother and thy father. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We're praying for the body of Christ, archbishops, bishops, apostles, chief apostles, pastors, elders, trustees, deacons, deaconess, those that clean the floors. Thank you, Jesus. Sextons in the churches, the parishioners. We are praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, all of those in leadership positions. We are praying for you that you will live the life that God has designed for you to live. Set an example. You're the walking epistles that others will not see. Others may not go into a church, but you are the church, the body of Christ. You are the church, men and women of God. You are the example. You are the example We lift up our president, Joe Biden. We're praying for his healing right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. We're praying for you. Glory, hallelujah. We're praying for our Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband and her family in its entirety, that you'll touch our world leaders, our ambassadors, our popes, our missionaries and our evangelists that are traveling around the world. We're praying for our world leaders right now in the name of Jesus, our kings and our queens. We're praying for our leaders in the name of Jesus, that you'll touch their mind, body, spirits, and souls. And as they lead, they will lead a good example. Amen. They will set a good example. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Father God. We thank you right now for delivering someone from drug addiction. Thing that needle into their veins. They will not have a desire for illegal drugs any longer. From this day forth, they will not have a desire for crack cocaine, heroin, popping pills. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Someone saying they need it for their pain. Father God, we pray right now you even take away that pain in the name of Jesus. Take away that addiction for illegal drugs. Someone is thinking about committing suicide. Not on our watch when you commit suicide. Put down that gun. Put down that knife in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Not on our watch when you commit suicide. Yes, Jesus loves you. God has a plan for your life, and that plan will come into fruition in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. He's a deceiver. Not on our watch. No, you will not wish that you were dead. Not on our watch. Jesus loves you. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Put down that weapon. Put down those pills. My God, my God, my God. Lift your hands up and thank and praise God for another day of life, another day of living. God is able. He will bring you through, my sisters and brothers, whatever you're going through. Not man. God will bring you through. Yes, he is able. And with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Someone standing in need of shelter today, Father God. Make a way out of no way. Provide them with that shelter that they need. Touch their mind and regulate their mind that they will have a mind stayed on thee. They have a mind, Father God, to do right and to think right. In the name of Jesus, regulate that mind right now. Those that have been sleeping on the streets, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those, Father God, that have built up tents on the street, touch their minds right now and regulate their mind that they will have a mind to want to go and live in a clean, safe haven. Provide a place for them, Father, as you touch their mind. You're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Thank you, Father God, for the shelter that you're providing for them right now. And they'll have a mind to want to stay and live a precious life in the name of Jesus. Take them off the streets, Father, in the name of Jesus. Clean them up. We thank you right now for regulating that mind. Those that have committed crimes and running to and fro, have them to surrender first of all to you. Someone have committed murder. Have them to surrender to you. Trouble their mind and their spirit that they will turn themselves into you first and then into the law. We pray right now, Father God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus. Someone have committed murder. And they've been running. They've been running. They've been running. But stop them in their tracks that they will surrender first to you and cry out to Jesus and repent. In the name of Jesus, we pray for that son, someone's son or daughter, right now, in the name of Jesus, someone father or mother, in the name of Jesus, that they will surrender to you, the Almighty Living God, and say, what must I do to be saved? The word of God said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know where they are, Father God. We pray for those that's behind prison bars, those that are innocent, they have not committed a crime. We pray, Father God, you'll touch them right now with your hand of mercy and grace. We pray, Father God, for those that are innocent, those that are guilty, that they'll cry out to you behind prison bars,
protect our sons and our daughters. Have them not to give up. Have them to cry out and yield to you, the Almighty Living God. We know that you're able. We know that you could do anything but fail. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God, we pray that they will surrender to you, that our prisons will become places of worship of the true and living God. We pray right now, Father God, that the Spirit of the Living God will fall fresh upon them right now. You said in your latter day that you'll pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. And we thank you for it right now, for miracles, signs, and wonders taking place in the hospitals, Father God, in the streets, in the cities, in the nursing homes, in assisted living facilities, miracles and signs and wonders. The surgeons, Father God, touch their hands, the doctors, the nurses, the anesthesiologists, those that dispense the medication. Touch their mind, body, spirit, and soul right now in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders. You're working a miracle for someone right now, and we thank you. We appreciate you for working that miracle for someone that was about to give up, someone that was about to surrender. And we thank you, Father God, that they'll surrender to you, the Almighty Living God. This is the hour of salvation. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. God is with you. He loves you. He can do anything but fail. He hasn't failed you yet, my sisters and my brothers. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. God will take care of you. God is taking care of you. He has not forsaken you. Lean not to thy own understanding. He will lead you and direct your path. Yes, he will. The Lord is your shepherd, and you shall not want. He will provide everything that you need. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Release, release, release that person. Release that situation. Christ in us is our releasing power. Yes, you can release it and let it go. Christ in us is our releasing power. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Your situations is your releasing power. Let it go. Let it go. Forgive, release, and let it go. The Christ in you is your releasing power. Fully and freely release that individual from that situation. In the name of Jesus. Father God, loose that person and let them go. You know what it is, Father God. Let go and let God. You need to let go and let God. The Christ in you can do it. You can, but the Christ in you. Let that situation go. Let that habit go. Let that individual go. God will take care of you. God can do anything but fail. Release my sisters and my brothers and let it go. The Christ in you, the Christ power in you, release it. Let it go. As of this day, release. That's your word. Release that person from having control over you. Release that habit that has control over you. Release fornication, adultery, drug addiction, substance abuse, stealing, lying, backbiting. Release gossiping. Release jealousy, envy, Jezebel spirit. Release it. My God, my God, my God. Somebody's being healed today from alcoholism. Somebody's being healed this day from fornication. Somebody's being healed today from lying. Somebody's being healed today. We thank you, Father God. Release, release, release. In the name of Jesus. He has all the power. The Christ in you will release you. Let it go. Invite Christ into your heart, into your mind, your spirit, and your soul. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, this is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD, PhD. Yes, I said it. God will give you a double portion. Won't he do it? The earth is the Lord's in the fullness thereof. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. That's your answer, my sisters and my brothers. Then the disciples said, Lord, teach us how to pray. Thank you, God. Release and let it go. Let go and let God. Glory be to God. Tune in again on Monday. Power Hour of Prayer. Tell a friend to tune in, a family member, your enemies. Tell them to tune in to Power Hour Prayer with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. I want to hear from you, your prayer requests. We pray 24 hours around the clock. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation, or prayer can change you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Tuning in at 10 a.m. for Dr. Pat Show at WOLB, 10:10 a.m., 10 a.m. We got a word from the Lord for you, 10 a.m., Dr. Pat Show. Tune in again, WOLB. We're streaming live, WOLBBaltimore.com. Thank you, Jesus. Be blessed, be encouraged, and released.